Keeley Smith, a popular jazz vocalist and a fixture in the 1950s world of Las Vegas, and a musical partner to her husband Louis Prima, has died. She was 89. Conjure up an image of Prima's lounge act, the rubber-faced singer bopping through a jazz standard with his backup band, The Witnesses. He's trying to get a pretty, aloof, almost bored-looking woman to jump into the number. He yanks her arm. She ignores him. He mugs. She rolls her eyes. And finally, Keeley Smith steps up to the mic and lets it rip.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
That old black magic won Prima and Smith the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal. Joining me to talk about Keeley Smith is Tom Clavin, author of That Old Black Magic, Louis Prima, Keeley Smith, and the Golden Age of Las Vegas. Tom Clavin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What was a lounge act? You know, we use that phrase so easily now, but it's kind of a special moment in showbiz, isn't it?
Well, in the early days of Las Vegas, by early I'm talking about the late 40s into the early 50s, the lounge was for second-rate, even third-rate performers. You know, you stick them somewhere and hope an audience finds them. And that's where Louis Prima and Keeley Smith were able to get their first job in Vegas. They practically begged for it. It was kind of controlled chaos. The chaos was a big part of the attraction of it, that almost anything could happen. Butera would be on his back playing the saxophone. Louis would be jumping all over the place. It seemed like they were spontaneously just coming up with what they were doing, and they were coming up with it at the time.
Maybe, do you feel the same?
It was a high-energy act, but she had great vocal chops too, no?
She did. I mean, that was the first thing that attracted them to each other was, you know, she was a teenager in Virginia Beach, and he was looking for a girl singer. Did anybody want to audition? And she got up there, and she opened her mouth, and out came this amazing voice. And right there, Louis was sold, offered her a job right there. And they left town the next day with her mother in tow because she was underage.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
As you look across female vocalists today, is there a little bit of Keeley Smith in anybody?
You know, Keeley Smith wasn't as famous as, say, a Peggy Lee or an Ella Fitzgerald, but she had this wonderful, wonderful voice, this unique look to her with the short black hair, and I think a lot of performers were influenced by her and maybe not even quite knew it. You look at Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, and there's a direct connection to Sonny and Cher.
Don't be a naughty baby!
Oh, why don't you come and get your baby do.
Call from the point.
My sweet embraceable you.
That business on stage where she almost seems detached from the wild goings-on, that was an act, right?
It was an act. You know, it really is saying something about Keeley Smith's talent, because Louis Prima was always trying to make her laugh, whatever kind of reaction he could get. It was not easy, I'm sure, for her to kind of keep that straight face, but by being the person on the stage who was doing the least, people were watching her. At what point, if ever, is there going to be a reaction from her?
Remembering vocalist Keeley Smith, dead at 89, Tom Clavin, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me.
I got it, baby.